Top Talent.
Welcome to Top Talent, the fascinating podcast about incredible talent residing or coming to Albany, New York's capital region, with your host, former radio personality and resident rhymer Richie Phillips. And now, without further blabbing from me, your virtual announcer, who really doesn't exist in the flesh, as if you couldn't guess, coming to you direct from his basement next to the hot water heater, here's Richie.
It's real nice having a talent podcast when my guest is very talented that works for a group called International Talent, and they promote talent. So talent is the key word today in my podcast, Top Talent. I'm going to be speaking with a representative. They're having an open call here in Albany, and I thought this was, like a public service. I want to find out what this is about. I'm sure people would like to know what they're getting involved with if they go to this open call at, I believe it's at the Desmond Hotel here in Albany. This company, I guess, goes all over the place looking for talent. I don't think they're related to The Voice or American Idol or anything like that. I think they're their own company, but I'm going to find out because I don't know anything about them. So I'm just waiting for them to ringity-dingity here on my phone, here on Top Talent. Waiting, waiting. Hello? This is very odd and strange. I don't hear anything. Hello? Oh, there you are. So here we are. This is my talent podcast. It is a podcast about talent. And my guest is Sharon McCarthy. Hello, Sharon.
Hello.
And you represent a group that is doing a talent search. And do you search internationally? Obviously, you do.
Yes. Yeah. We'll be coming into Albany next Tuesday.
Yeah.
And we look for models, actors, dancers, and singers. And we work with ages 4 and up. And what we do is we find talent throughout the U.S., Europe, Bahamas, Jamaica, Africa. And we bring in talent industry professionals, modeling agencies, acting agencies, personal managers, record labels. And we bring them all under one roof in for 1 week in July in Florida, in Miami, Florida.
Wow.
And we have the undivided attention of all of the industry professionals that we invite in to see the talent that we have scouted throughout different areas. So we're pretty selective on the talent that we invite to come. That's why we hold auditions, and that's why we're coming to Albany next week.
You could use my jingle for your jingle, actually. I'm just going to give it to you. Can you sing? Can you dance? Pull a rabbit from your pants? Tell a rhyme? Tell a joke? Burp when you drink a Coke? No, that's not a talent. Jump a hurdle, do a flip, get your dog to do a trick. Top talent. Play piano, play guitar, hit a ball really far. Are you a superstar? Let's find out who you are. That's the end of this song. It's already too long. Top talent. See, I mean, it's perfect for you guys. Oh, boy. I have written jingles. I was on the air for 30 years, and had a lot of luck in what I did on the radio, so I wanted to give back and expose people here in the Capital Region. Or, you know, my whole idea of this podcast is to expose people who are either born in the Capital Region with talent or people coming to the Capital Region with talent. But since your group is coming to the Capital Region, I think it fits. So,
yeah, we really appreciate you reaching out. I kind of came full circle myself. I was a professional model back in the 80s, and then I went to law school, and I saw a gap with the representation of talent.
Yeah.
So I started International Talent. Oh my gosh, it's like over 25 years now. And we're kind of the go-between between the agents and the talent. And it's just a nice family-oriented, educational, safe way to break into the business.
That's great. It's a great service. Do you believe, because I do believe, that if you really dig deeply, everybody has a talent. Do you believe that?
Absolutely. And that's the big thing, too. When we come in and we audition, we look for a lot of different things other than just the talent. There's a formula that we use because we truly believe if, number one, they have to have that desire.
Right.
And if their desire is there, if we accept them into our program, we leave them with a coach that's actually going to help them acclimate, learn, and be prepared for the actual event that takes place in July in Miami. So it's not, you don't just wake up and become a model or an actor.
Right.
So you need to have a lot of other fact, or a singer or a dancer. But, you know, you need to have that support. You need to have parent support, or whoever's close to you, your husband, your wife, your grandparents. Because you're not going to hear yes on every single audition. In fact, you're going to hear no most of the time.
Right.
So you need to have that support network. You know, even worse, you hear nothing. You go on an audition and you don't hear anything back. So you need to have that support network. You need to have a good personality, someone that's fun.
Yep.
Happy to, you know, happy to be around, as are their family. You know, good grades in school, someone that's achieving other things, you know, taking pride in what they do. The family support and the desire, you know, on a 1 to 10 scale, you have to be like 100. You know, it's okay if you're shy. It's okay if you don't know a lot about the industry. And that's what it's almost preferred on our part, because we can come in and really get them going and teach them more about the industry.
Sure. Absolutely.
So,
yeah. Have you ever seen somebody that had a hidden talent when they came in there that, and just turned out?
Oh, all the time.
Well,
all the time.
Really? And even more, has anybody that's come through your group become a well-known celebrity that we know of?
Oh, we have so many.
Really?
I mean, we've been doing it for so long. Oh my gosh, we have so many success stories. In fact, at the event, I go through all, I pull 6 or 7, and I just do before and afters and show them, and models. And, you know, we've had people on Broadway and,
wow,
you know, there's all different things. And we show them their before, because when people come to the audition, they are so nervous. They've never done this before. They think they're going to be judged. They don't think they have the right materials. They don't have the right pictures. It doesn't matter. You just come and we're going to walk you through modeling. They can walk on the runway.
Sure.
They can read a script. They can sing a song a cappella, a small portion of it. They can do a dance. We can see through, you know, the areas. Some people, the young teenage girls come and they want to model. They don't even think about all the other things that would be available. And we kind of expose them to that and let them try it and just say, hey, try to read a script or try and read a monologue and see how it goes from there, you know?
Now, it's not a competition. It's not like American Idol that they're walking into. You're not being
it's
compared.
No, not really. So what they're coming to when we come to Albany is to meet us. We can meet them. We can tell them about what our week entails, what our coaching entails, and then they can decide if it's something that, you know, they want to go and come and be part of.
Mm-hmm.
But at the actual event, we have industry professionals there that are obviously looking for people to represent.
Right.
And those industry representatives or agents make 10 to 20% of what they make when they book them for a job. So we have their undivided attention when they come to look at our talent. We also have the New York Film Academy, the New York Conservatory of Dramatic Arts,
wow,
that come and give out scholarships.
Ooh.
To individuals that they feel have some potential and would do well in their program. And the very fun thing that we do is we have them scored while they're there. It has nothing to do with the agents. At the end of the program, the agents all go home. We whisk them back to the airport, and we have a banquet and awards ceremony.
Oh.
With prizes and trophies and certificates for best runway or best photography.
Sure.
The other thing that we do when they come is we also make sure that they have what they need as far as professional pictures, marketing materials. We handle all of that for them. Wow.
That's so important. That's so important. I can remember when I was on the radio, I was asked to judge, it happened several times, asked to judge a talent, quote unquote, contest. And this is the, tell me if I'm wrong or right here, but this is the problem that I personally had with it. I'll never forget this one. It was a high school talent contest. So I'm sitting there with this panel of judges, you know, local people in the area, you know, local people that are on the radio or in the business or whatever. So we're sitting there. The first kid that came out was this like classically trained, this is the first one, classically trained kid, you know, played unbelievable piano. Now that's the first one. So I'm sitting there with a pad going, do I mark this like a 10 already? I've got 15 or 20 other kids coming up there. I don't know what to do here. I want to give them a 10, but maybe I should hold back because maybe there's somebody that's like a 10 and a half. The next kid,
right,
the next kid that came up was a beatboxer. Okay. And he was a good beatboxer. Don't get me wrong, but How do you compare a beatboxer to a classical musician? Who's better? And the third kid that came up with him was a magician. Now, when you look at that kind of thing, I'm like, what am I doing here? I don't know how to grade this. And it's the same thing, really, when I look at American Idol. It's like, how do you compare a rock singer to a ballad singer? Who's better? Do you find, in other words, you know, do you find that as a difficult thing, being a judge? But again, this isn't a contest, per se, for you.
Well, it's not really a contest, but I can also tell you this. And for that reason, what you just said, we have models, actors, dancers, singers that come. There's about 30 different competitions that they can do. They can do runway. They can do creative runway if they make their own things. They can do monologue, TV commercials, spokesperson, voiceover. You know, there's all different ones. So if we take runway, for instance, right, we have the five-year-olds that want to come out. You have plus-size models that may want to do runway.
Right.
You have high-fashion models that are 5'8 and over. There's no way to judge those all against each other. So what we do is we break down all of our participants and we put them into categories.
Okay, that's fair.
So when we do runway, if there's a fashion agent that's there, they're going to know, okay, it's this category that's the fashion, and that's what I'm going to go attend, and that's what I'm going to look at. So they're looking at all the same category.
That's good. That's
great. Yeah, because there's no way. You can't judge a 17-year-old, 18-year-old girl that's 5'9", and then have a 5-year-old come out in runway.
No, exactly. And the same thing that bothers me about some of the national ones is that you'll have somebody tell their, I don't mean to be cruel, but their tale of woe, you know, some kind of a terrible health problem that they've had, which is which is understandably sad. I understand that. But that has nothing to do with your talent that you're exposing. And it jades the audience. It jades the judge.
Exactly. And that's a lot of that, too. Like, again, we get with the coaching. So they are literally getting seminars, workshops, panel discussions from the agents themselves for 2 days. The next 2 days, they are showcasing in front of the agents in their category on the runways after they've had their technical rehearsals. The second to last day, they actually have callbacks. They actually sit and speak to these agents.
Oh, great.
And they get their feedback. They get who might be interested. And then, you know, if they don't get as many callbacks as they want in the afternoon, we have speed networking and they can pick the agents they want to go talk to and speak to them. From the time that they're invited to come till July, when they come, they have a coach and they're being coached weekly and even, you know, one-on-ones and getting them prepared. And then when they come to the event, the Wednesday and Thursday are seminars, workshops, panel discussions, technical rehearsals.
Oh, wow.
Friday and Saturday, they're showcasing on the runways in front of the agents. And then Sunday, they have callbacks and speed networking. That night, we have the banquet and the awards. And then we have a little bit of a dance party so everybody can relax. And it's really cool to see the talent because we have kids that come as far as – and we go up to age unlimited. 82, I think, was our oldest participant.
Oh, because I'm 70. I'm 70. Can I enter?
There you go. We'll have to have you come audition. and they come as far as South Africa. So you have kids,
really?
You know, from Albany that could be meeting kids from South Africa while they're there and really, you know, learning a lot about different areas and cultures. So it's a pretty cool thing.
That's fantastic. That's really fantastic.
Yeah.
What's the most incredibly quote-unquote quirky talent that you saw of somebody that you ended up going with? Do you remember?
I remember I was in Texas, and I had a kid do a dance. It was almost like ballet to the rodeo lassos, and he was using them and, like, stepping through them, and it was really kind of cool. And I don't know if there's a market for that, but I knew that there was something there. And I actually gave him a callback, and he actually didn't accept the callback to attend because I had, after the callback, I had reached out to one of my contacts at Cirque du Soleil. And I said, I got a kid that you might be interested in.
Wow.
And yeah, because I didn't know. I'm like, I don't know what we were going to do with him. And they offered him a contract, and he accepted it. And because of that, he was exclusive and couldn't do anything, which was great.
That's
amazing. It was really something to see this big, burly guy doing a ballet thing with some black boots.
And I'm sure if you're looking at any on any given night or any given day on YouTube, you see unbelievable talent on there.
Yeah, it's crazy. But, you know, they have to be a little bit more well-rounded for our program. Like, we're not an American Idol.
Right.
If they just want to break into just do singing, you know, we're a little bit more modeling, acting focused. But they, you know, they can add the singing and the dancing because, you know, we do a lot with Broadway. So they can sing, but they also have to have some acting ability, too. So we like to have them a little bit more well-rounded than just one thing.
Sure.
The singing and dancing.
What do you tell people as far as being aware of, you know, like talent agents that come over there and want to sign you right away and that type of thing?
Yeah. So we educate a lot about that. First of all, any reputable agency should never ask you for money up front. You know, they should be paying you. That's how they make their money.
Right.
That being said, that doesn't mean that you walk into an agency and they're so excited about working with you that there's going to be no upfront cost.
Okay.
So you're going to need pictures. You're going to need some sort of knowledge. You know, I'm a big advocate. We're not a modeling school. I went to modeling school when I was younger. I'm a big advocate for the schools because then you need to know what you're doing. You don't just wake up one day and be a model or be an actor. You can't be a singer without developing your voice.
Right.
You can't be, you know, a dancer without having some instruction. So there is some upfront cost, and there's some upfront cost with everything that you do. If you take piano lessons, if you, you know, do karate, there's always some sort of educational cost for that. So when people say, oh, you know, I don't, if they're interested in you, you shouldn't pay anything. That's true to an extent. You have to be able to be marketable. And to get yourself marketable, you might need instruction or you might need pictures. And that's why we try and take all of that under one wing so we can kind of make sure they're not paying too much for pictures. I mean, if we accept someone to our event, the pictures are included. Like, it's not even something that's extra. We're just making sure they're getting good pictures for the event.
Gotcha. So it's not important. Let's say I'm going to walk in. I want to enter this thing. For me to have a press kit or anything...
Not at all.
No?
Not
you can just
all.
Walk in.
Nope. It's just walk in. I mean, and that's why we make it as comfortable as possible. I know it's still going to be stressful for some people to attend.
Right.
But honestly, by the time that they leave, they're always super comfortable. And we don't put anybody on the spot. Or, you know, if they're super shy and don't want to get up in front of everybody, we're not going to call them out. Like, we'll talk to them afterwards, you know.
Sure.
So we've been doing this a really long time. So, you know, we know how to handle the auditions, and that's how we find our talent. I mean, that's why we go to these small towns or smaller towns, because not everybody can go to New York or L.A. And even if you could, you're going to knock on the doors. Are you going to know which agencies to go to, which ones you shouldn't go to? Are you going to be prepared? You know, we take all of that guesswork out of it.
Gotcha. No, it's a great service. It really is. So it is Tuesday, the 17th, correct?
Yes.
Yep.
At the Desmond over there. We usually go there. So.
Oh, you've been there before. This is not the first time.
Oh, no. We've been there probably, obviously, you know what I'm going to say, pre-COVID, because we haven't been there since COVID.
Right.
But we used to go there about once a year. Yeah. Once every other year.
Oh.
And there must be, I'm kind of, last time I was there, I have a memory of a lot of the talent doing dancing, and there was a lot of tap dancers. So you must have a dancing school in that area that specialized in tap dancing, because we had a multitude of very talented tap dancers.
Yeah, there are a lot of dancing schools, you know, locally, come to think of it. And, you know, do you think like Dancing with the Stars and some of these shows have really spurred younger people to get into it?
Right.
Yeah,
right.
I'm sure that had something to do with it.
Yeah, so maybe I'll see some great dancers on top of everything else. But I'm really looking forward to it.
Yes.
Hopefully we'll have a good turnout and find some great talent. And thanks for the opportunity to speak to you. It's been a delight.
I'm really glad that we got a chance to connect. And I may enter, but not for dancing. And not for, you know. No, I don't know.
We'll have to have you open the audition with your jingle.
I'll come down and sing it. Absolutely.
There you go. All right.
All right. Great.
Looking
thank you very
All
much
right.
for being on.
Thank you so much.
Take care.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Well, that was interesting. And again, it happens October the 17th. That is a Tuesday at the Albany Desmond. That's right by the airport there, the Albany Airport. If you're out of town, just fly into the airport and get over there. Yeah, you may be discovered. You never know. Unfortunately, Sharon hung up before I had a chance to play my game with her. I was going to play this fabulous game that everyone's playing. It's called Talent or Tall Tale. Is this really a story of how a talent got discovered, or am I just doing a lot of bull crap? So I'm going to read you four different scenarios, and you tell me which one of these is a tall tale. Okay? Okay. You know Toni Braxton, singer Toni Braxton? She was singing to herself at a gas station. Okay? Just like, you know, whatever, while she's pumping her high test, when songwriter Bill Petaway came in to get gas and overheard her and signed her. Okay, here's number two. You know actor Vin Diesel? Yeah. When Vin Diesel was seven, a director caught him and his friends. You talk about breaking into the business? Yeah. He was breaking into a theater. But instead of getting them in trouble, she cast them in her upcoming production. That's how Vin Diesel got discovered. Okay, that's number two. Number three, you know actor Chris Pratt? Well, Chris Pratt was shingling a roof when a spotter saw his rather manly physique and said to him, "Come down here for a second. We're casting a commercial for exactly what you're doing, and you have the perfect look." And that's how he got discovered. Okay, and finally, J-Law was stopped by a talent agent while she was walking the streets of New York. She said, "I didn't know this kind of thing was happening. It's a little bit creepy," she said to the New York Times Magazine. And she walked into the agency and did a cold read for a Reese's Peanut Butter Cup commercial. And they said that was the best cold read ever from a 14-year-old. And she was discovered right there. So which one of those is considered the BS? All right. I'm going to give you 5 seconds. The answer is the Chris Pratt one. I made that up. Chris Pratt was not shingling a roof, but he was living in a van and waiting tables in Maui, Hawaii, when a director came in to the Bubba Gump shrimp place where he was working, and that changed his life. The director said, "You're cute. Do you act?" And 4 days later, he was in Los Angeles, and he never went back. That's a true story. So there you go. Thanks for playing Talent or Tall Tale. So we have a little time on this little podcast, and I've been working on a song. You know, I was watching the 6 o'clock news, and it's incredible because every single commercial seemed to fit a specific subject area that was very, very upsetting to me, because it seems like they're just pinpointing their marketing to a certain demographic, shall we say. It's all explained in this song. It took me a long time to do this. I rhymed all these different commercials, or at least the subject matter of all these different commercials, and put them into one, into a little ditty, and I'd like to leave you with that here on Top Talent. This is called Pills. See you next time.
Every single night on the 6 o'clock news, there's so many advertisements from which you can choose. They all seem to remind you of all of your ills. Every single damn product's in the form of a pill. They brag about conditions that they promise to cure. They give them names that you've never ever heard of before. So as a public service, I have taken the time to make them all rhyme. Claritin for your allergy, Prevagen for your memory, Fasenra for your asthma, and Farxiga controls your A1C. But in their defense, so does Jardiance. But pain can be intense in your perineum. Don't ask me where that is. Now on to Eliquis. And if you have AFibs, that's how you treat them. Dupixent for atopic dermatitis, Humira for rheumatoid arthritis. And if someone is giving you bad karma, take Entresto so you don't buy the pharma. Rexulti for depression, for Crohn's you take Stelara, for COPD take some Trelegy,
and do not wait for tomorrow.
This melody gives me pains in my head, so I'll be taking some Ubrelvy and going to bed. I hope I sang you something that you did not expect. My next song will rhyme all of the side effects.
So there you go. There's pills. I'm going to leave you with shameless self-promotion. I have a service that I am offering to anybody out there.
Do you know someone who's feeling down or has a special occasion coming around? I'm at your service. Call on me to write a personal pick-me-up parody. A pick-me-up. Everybody needs a pick-me-up. You agree?
I agree.
It's the pick-me-up parody. Give me 10 little facts, pick a musical style. I'll come up with a ditty to make you smile. The song gets emailed, by the way, guaranteed to make their day. It's a pick-me-up, everybody needs a pick-me-up. You agree?
Yes, sir.
It's the pick-me-up parody from Rhymin' Richie. Details at hirerichie.com.
HIRERICHIE.com.
That's hirerichie.com.
Top talent.